Beyond the Dark on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, now here's an interesting title, My Journey with the Angels. The young lady by the name of Patricia Buckley is over in Ireland. She's got a book out and I want to talk to her. Hello, Patricia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. Tell us what part of Ireland you're in.
I actually live in a little place in County Meath that's just outside of Dublin.
Oh, what a beautiful part of the world. What a beautiful part of the world. What can I say?
Thank you.
Now, what made you write the book?
I had quite a lot of reasons for writing the book. One was obviously I wanted to give, you know, some sort of hope and healing. And because I'd had such a traumatic life, you know, I was, we have an abusive father, alcoholic father, and a lot sort of happened to us. We came from a very poor family, and so there were so many things that wanted me to get to write the book. And it was the angels then decided, they said to me, you know, look, Patricia, write the book. This was about two and a half years ago, and I was still a little bit doubtful about it. And then, you know, sadly, my brother passed away. And just one night, you know, shortly after his funeral, he kind of spoke to me from the spirit world, and he'd said to me, Patricia, write the book, because he felt it would give healing not only to our family, but to families throughout the world.
Patricia, why, you've referred to that three times now, why would a book give healing? Explain.
There's a lot in the book which deals with all sorts, obviously poverty, growing up in poverty in Dublin, and I'm sure, you know, all over England as well, there was a lot of poverty. There was alcoholism in the family, abusiveness, and, you know, it was the angels that helped me get through all these traumatic times. So that's why I use the word healing a lot, because it was the angels who helped me to heal, and in turn has, you know, helped other people then to heal from what has been going on or has went on in their family.
What made the angels come to you, in your opinion?
I don't know, you know, I can't really answer that because I don't actually know. They were just always there for me. So I actually don't know why they picked me or why they came to me. But I do believe everybody can connect to their angel, and I believe that very strongly.
What is the difference in an angel, in your opinion, and a spirit?
Well, the angel has never walked the earth, so they're beings of light, where a spirit person obviously has lived and, you know, passed over and then became a spirit. So that's the difference.
What age were you when you were aware of the angels?
Well, when I was aware of spirit world first, I was 6 years of age, but obviously at six, I didn't know that they were spirit worlds. Maybe I was just, you know, speaking to other people and that was it. I didn't realise that, you know, other people couldn't actually see who I was talking to, but it was the spirit world. And then the angels then came in around maybe the age of seven or eight, and then they started speaking to me then. But I was always aware of something being around me. You know, I would see lights around people, I would see shimmering lights, and it was only at the age of seven or eight that they made themselves really aware that, you know, they were there for me.
Were you frightened to tell people about it?
As a child, no. I just said wherever it was. Got into a lot of trouble over it, which is mentioned in the book. I mean, the book, you know, a lot of it's sad. There's a lot of, you know, funny things as well, because I would just say things. You know, if I seen spirit world, I would just say it. The angels, I would just say the angels are there, and you know, so, you know, I wasn't afraid as a child. It was only when I became a teenager, at the age of 17, my father actually had me committed.
Wow.
To because he said, told the doctor I was speaking to things that weren't actually
hang
there.
On, let me stop you there. Your father had you committed at the age of 17?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't imagine how you got through that.
I got through it because of, you know, my strength through the angels, and they were the ones that gave me the strength, and that's how I got through it. But it was really, really hard, and it was very tough, and but I got there in the end.
How long were you locked up for, Patricia?
I was actually in hospital for, I think it was close enough to 3 months.
Wow.
A lot of it's quite hazy because they had put me on a lot of medication, and the usual asked me, was I still speaking to, you know, they said, you know, angels, and I said, yeah, of course I do, they're here with me. And they decided to give me electric shock therapy, which wasn't very nice. So after that, everything went hazy for me for a while. And it was then that I decided, you know, that I can't tell them that I'm actually speaking to the angels, or, you know, I'm seeing spirit world, because I needed to get out of hospital because I'm the eldest of 10 children. And my siblings depended on me to bring food home. So they needed me to go to work. So I needed to get out of the hospital so I could go back to work.
How did you feel about your father when you saw him again after that?
Do you know, I never, I don't even say hate, because I don't know, I don't understand the word hate. All I ever wanted really was for him to love me, and I was always trying to make him proud. But I always felt that there was something made my dad the way he was, and the way he still is to this day, and I could never figure it out. And it was, you know, many years later, after I got married, actually it was only about 10 years ago, that we discovered my dad had been in, I'm sure you all know about the industrial schools here in Ireland, and he had been placed in an industrial school for Mitcham School, for taking time out of school, and they placed him there, and he was very badly treated. So because of that made him, and he was severely abused himself, but like I said, we didn't know until about 10 years ago, and so that's what made him the man that he is.
I presume that's the same as Borstal in England.
Yeah, it's Artane over here.
Are the angels with you all the time, or do they leave you?
They're there all the time. You know, obviously they're not speaking to me constantly 24/7, because I'm a wife, you know, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, so I still have, you know, daily things that need doing, the washing and all that has to be done. But no, you know, when I really, really need guidance from them, they will come in really strong with me. Or if I'm with somebody and that person needs guidance, you know, either spirit world or the angels will come in. And, you know, they'll give me a little message for somebody if needed. But it's not 24/7.
Now, I use a lovely lady called Phoebe, who's a psychic, very, very famous in Liverpool, on my programme. And we talk to people on the phone a lot, like we're doing now. And it's not the greatest way of communicating. But she has Sally, her spirit guide, who helps people, and she seems to give a lot of comfort to a lot of people. What I'm going to say to you is now, Patricia, are the angels with you actually right now?
Not right now, no.
Oh,
they
right.
were earlier on all right with me. I was doing some bits and pieces today. I was helping a few people out with a bit of charity and stuff like that. So yeah, they were very strong with me today, thank God.
What do you want people to take from this book?
Well, like I said at the start, I would like for them to know that, you know, there is always hope and there is always healing in no matter how hard times may seem or how hard life may seem or what you're going through, is that if they could just ask their angel to help them, and please believe that the angel will be there somehow. Somehow the angel will be there, but just to ask, because you see, we have free will. So, you know, the angel, you have to ask the angel to help you as well.
Have you ever seen one?
Yeah, I have.
What was it like?
They appear in what's like a shimmering light to me. Some of them do have wings, some of them don't. It's like a transparent sort of light is what I see. Where with the spirit world, I will see them as a solid person. But with the angels, I don't. I just see them as transparent. And it's a really beautiful feeling. Actually.
Were you shocked the first time you saw one?
Sorry?
Were you shocked the first time you saw one?
No, not at all. Because I was, like I say, I was a child, so I wasn't. What hurt me was that I locked them away, sort of, for quite a while. And just, you know, it was nearly 20 years. I sort of just got on with life, and I would speak to them every now and again. And then, you know, I embraced them back in again into my life then 9 years ago, you know. So, and I'm so glad that I did.
Is it just angels, or do you contact people from the spirit world?
Well, the spirit world, as I always say, they contact me.
And how long's that been happening?
That's been happening from a very, very young age. Again, as I say, the age of 6 was the very first time I'd actually seen spirit world.
Do you not ever lie in bed and get quite upset with yourself, thinking, why me, and I want some rest, and please leave me and give me some peace?
No, I don't, I have to say, because it's not so much that I feel, you know, I actually feel honoured when spirit world, you know, when they come to me, I feel honoured that they've chosen me to pass a message on to somebody. So to me, I'm honoured that they have chosen me to do that.
Do they tell you what the afterlife is like?
All I know is that, you know, where we're going to is a really nice place. And I know that there is no hurt and there is no pain and there are no illnesses.
Do you believe there's a hell?
I believe that there is a, what I would call, a lower level, in that, you know, if we've done really bad things, and you would have, it would have to be, you know, if you've murdered somebody, it would have to be really bad, that it takes us a long, long time before we go up the level to heaven.
The book is called My Journey with the Angels. Is this your first book, Patricia?
It is, yeah.
Did you have problems getting it published?
No, I didn't actually, no. Penguin published it for me, so no, I didn't actually. I was so lucky, and again, I feel the angels, you know, guided me to Penguin, and they've been brilliant with me.
Are you going to write another?
Halfway through one at the moment, if I ever get it finished.
Tell me, the angels, are they of human form? Are they young? Are they old?
No, they're just, as I say, they're not human form. They're just these transparent lights. They're just, you know, I always feel personally, and I'm not speaking for everybody else, but just me personally, I always feel that they're just young and they're so energetic, but that's just me personally. Other people might, you know, sense them in a different way, but that's me personally.
Where does God fit in your life?
Well, you know, the angels are God's messengers. I do believe in God. I was brought up a Catholic, although I'm not a what I would be classed as a practicing Catholic, in that I don't go to Mass. But I do say my prayers every morning and every night, you know, because my belief is that I don't have to go into a church to have God in my heart.
Would your church be against this book?
Yes. Very much so. I've been told off by the local priests a couple of times.
Really? Well, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I just sort of just let them say what they need to say. That's all I can do. I can't, you know, make them believe in what I see or what I do. And that's it. You know, I've had a priest often pop in, have a cup of tea in my home and say, well, Patricia, what's this nonsense, you know, with angels? And my answer is, well, look, they're God's messengers, and that's it. So, Father, do you want one or two sugars in your tea?
Oh, I'd love to see his face. Oh,
you know,
that's made my night,
rude.
That has.
Yeah, I'm not being rude to him, you know.
No,
but
you're
just
not. You're giving him sugar, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
What do your friends say about the angels? Do they ask you all the time?
My friends? Yeah, I've got lots of friends that are big, big into the angels in any way, you know. So, they, you know, we share stories, and I've lots of lovely friends who, you know, might have had an angel experience, and they're so excited about it. And, yeah, they'll ring me and say, Patricia, you know, I asked the angel to help me with such and such, and guess what happened? And it's lovely to hear that, you know, so I have friends who don't believe as well, but they're still my friends.
That's fantastic. Patricia Buckley, you're an interesting lady. The book is called My Journey with the Angels. Where can they buy it?
You can buy it in all good bookshops.
Do you know what? Another author says that to me. And please, do me a favour, when you speak to the priest, get him to ring me. I want to see how many...
I will.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
Liverpool's biggest after-hours talk show, Late Night City, with Pete Price, on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.